Welcome to the J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Kaylee Moore, United States Trampoline and Tumbling Association National Champion. Kaylee, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How does one become the national champion of the United States Trampoline and Tumbling Association?
Well, a lot of hard work and many years, first of all. But how the organization itself works is you have to attend a certain amount of in-season meets to be able to attend our state meet. And then at state, the top 10 athletes then move on to nationals. And then from there, you just all compete together to see who's the best of the best.
Well, that sums it up pretty good. But you mentioned it takes it a lot of years and a lot of practice. How long have you been working at this?
I started gymnastics when I was just 3 years old, and I moved to tumbling about 10 years ago.
Wow. So, and if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now?
I am just about to turn 18.
Most of your life, you have been working at this.
It's all I've known.
When we say you've been working at this, what did that entail?
A lot of help from my parents of getting me up to a gym that is an hour away, three times a week, and a lot of work off the side at home, and honestly, even through my school, of just allowing me to keep going at those dreams. I mean, like you said, it's all I've ever known, and it seriously was a dream since I could even remember. And just being able to have that support system to keep me pushing and keep me in the gym all those years just finally got me there.
So you are going to be a senior this year, coming up in the 22-23 school year with English Valleys High School, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, and you said the school has helped as well as, so how did they help?
They've actually have been very supportive. My sport, sadly, is not one that goes to the school and is recognized a lot, but through the years, they still congratulated me and helped me with my dreams, and I've even done some strength and conditioning work through them to keep my body nice and strong for the pressure I put it under.
Going back almost, 15 years, when you were a little girl, how did your parents, and please share with our listeners your parents, what their names, but how did they know that Kaylee Moore was going to be a champion?
My mom, Roxanne, she's just my big support system. She never let me forget who I was and the goal that I had. But my dad, on the other hand, Tim, he was the one that pushed me. He turned the third stall of our garage into a gym for me to keep my body strong, and put up a trampoline in the backyard for me to practice at home, and gave me mats downstairs. He would be the one that would help me pull my mattress off my bed to practice flips on it, while my mom would think that it was a horrible idea for us to do.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Wow, that is incredible. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one older brother. His name is Caden.
All right, and is he? Does he work in gymnastics and tumbling and that sort of thing?
He is not in it at all.
I just wondered. You know, how did your parents say this is something we got to get Kaylee into?
I think it was the fact that I never let them make me stop. I mean, I don't know how many days I would sit at school with a headache and a stomach ache because I knew if I came home from school, then I wouldn't get to go to practice.
Well, you really love it then.
Of course. I really do.
Explain to our listeners, you have in a large degree already, but explain to our listeners what the commitment really is.
You know, everybody says, to be the best, you gotta make it a lifestyle, and I feel like I definitely did that in the end. I mean, I'm still a high schooler, and I still had the moments of fun, but at the end of the day, I mean, I eat the way I do, I work out the way I do, I put in the extra work, I have one-on-one practices just because I feel the need that I need to be back in the gym. I mean, so much of it, it's become my second home, it truly has, because I'm there all the time just giving it my all.
And it really is something that I'm sure that by doing all of those things and seeing the results of that commitment, it helps make the commitment easier.
Oh, of course.
You were just recently competed at the USTA TNT National Championships in Lakeland, Florida. Tell me more about that.
Well, that was one of our farther away nationals, and that was always exciting. I mean, most people don't understand that it's not a vacation while we're there. I mean, Florida sounds wonderful, but you're still stuck in an arena the whole week. But you work 12 months out of the year for that 1 week in June to give it your all and to see all your hard work come out of it. And this year it all came together a little bit more.
What are your aspirations in the future? Are you planning on doing more and going further?
Oh, of course. I'm not done yet. I'm going to keep doing it in college, see how much farther I can get.
Is this something that you could also possibly compete in the Olympics?
So tumbling is not considered an Olympic sport, sadly, but we do go on to what is called Worlds, which is just like the Olympics, just not classified as it.
That was Kaylee Moore, United States Trampoline and Tumbling Association National Champion, joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.